Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a incredible program lined up for you today. 3 hours. Hour number three, Chelsea Yeoman is with us. We'll be talking about abortion has not ended. Those who were decrying that it had from the left, of course, the woke side. But those of us who are on the side of life, we need to be very concerned about what it is that they're doing. We'll talk to Chelsea about that. Biff Zeppi is with us today. We'll be talking with him about the violence that's happening in D.C. It's so severe, in fact, that we also have a guest that'll be on today who is the head of the D.C. GOP, and we'll be visiting with D.C. Chairman, D.C. GOP Chairman Patrick Mara. There's apparently a Black Lives Matter supported councilman who has come out and said, we have a problem. At any rate, new updates on that, too, was sent something overnight regarding a meeting that took place between the D.C. Capitol Police Chief and all of her lieutenants and captains and such. But we'll get into to those things today. Mike Huff will be with us today also, founder of FirstResponderJobs.com. We're going to talk about the Illinois governor's signing of HB 3751, which is going to allow illegals to arrest Americans. Why not? Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And then also joining us live from Ukraine, Neil Bailey will be with us. He's going to be joining us live from a military hospital there, actually. And he's got live interviews with individuals directly from the conflict that's taking place over there. His primary purpose in being there is to support the orphans, and he's in Lviv, which is a area that's been under fire lately. So we'll get into that. But joining me now as we begin our day, and as he usually does on Mondays, I want to welcome the president of Americans for Limited Government, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg, how are you?
I think I'm good. It's Monday morning. I pinched myself this morning and I said, ouch, so that means I must be alive and kicking.
good. Sometimes ouch is a good, that's a good four-letter word you can use.
Sometimes ouch Monday is a, morning. Yeah, sometimes ouch can morning. Be, there you go, ouch can be a good response. You just, yeah. So, that's all good. And very quickly, on Thursday, we had our outreach meeting. We had 32 people that accepted Christ. We had 21 people who received instant healings. One boy who was, this was a pretty powerful story, but he had only been able to drink liquids since he was 7 years old. He's 15 now.
Wow.
And God instantly and miraculously healed his digestion. We serve a meal after every one of these outreaches, and he was able to eat the full meal.
Wow.
For the first time in 8 years. And not throw amazing. Up. I mean, kept it that down. And then we got a report back that that the next day he was able to eat it. So he has been eating for a week. Well, not quite a week, but about 4 days regularly with no issues.
That's astonishing. That's just amazing. God is good.
Yep. Yep.
God is good.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And then there was another one here. Let's see. There were two sisters that had been having severe pain because of black magic that had been used against them. And they felt the threads of the black magic broken off, and their pain was instantly gone.
Wow, that's... Once again, it's, there's the power of the Holy Spirit is beyond our mental kind of almost comprehension. And one of our disabilities in America is we are so disconnected from the things that really matter because of our wealth and our self-dependency that we don't experience things the way people who are in a complete dependency situation. And having God prove who he is and to people who've never been exposed to him, it almost seems incredible to those of us who've been exposed to him so much that we take him for granted.
Yeah, pretty awesome stuff. Pretty awesome stuff. All right, let's get to some other stuff that's not quite so awesome, Rick. To me, Obama is printed all over this, and we're going to do a segment where we're going to talk about this bill that was signed by the Democratic governor of Illinois allowing illegals to start arresting people, be hired by law enforcement to arrest Americans. And I'm telling you, this my post regarding this that I've put on my page, and I'm just going to read it and then we'll go. But this puts a target on American backs overseas. It puts a target on special ops around the world. Biden's proven, like Obama, he's a sellout. This has Obama and the CCP written all over it. Closer to home, Biden and the DNC intend to steal this election, and as we draw closer, if they're unable to guarantee their victory, they need allies for the civil unrest they have planned. The CCP and Iran, I believe, are those foot soldiers, and now with somebody like Pritzker signing this and setting a precedent in Illinois for putting illegals on the police force, now you could have Democrat governors all across the country, Democrat controlled states, doing the same exact thing between now and the election, and suddenly now you open up the opportunity for them to bring these people in. And a lot of these are military age. We know that coming across the border, Rick. I don't know if that's the direction we want to go fully, but we need to give some background as to what they've done, because I know you were talking about that in the green room, how bad this situation is internationally from a foreign perspective. And the reality is that Iran now will have the capability to deliver nuclear weapons directly into Israel, which we should be concerned about, but I don't know that that doesn't
mean
that
we used to pretend we were concerned about that.
Yeah, well, this administration
this administration still pretended like they were concerned about it while they're funding it and they were enabling it, but they pretended, they said the words,
they're funding the coup in Israel as well, Rick. I mean, that's
I know who they are. I know who they are. They are
evil.
That's another four letter word we can use. These guys will, you almost have to sit there and listen to what they say and just understand that they're doing just the opposite. They're saying one thing for public consumption, and they're doing another thing, and they're doing something else in terms of action. And for those who have been paying attention to Washington, D.C. for a while, that shouldn't come as any surprise to you. It is, you know, it's akin to saying, you know, talking about supporting your values back home and then going home and going back to D.C. and voting against them when they don't have election in front of them again. So we see this. This is kind of almost normative. But it's, in this case, it is one that is that has absolutely, you know, disastrously deadly consequences when it comes to Iran. The Iranian government is in full partnership with the CCP and Russia. There is no doubt they are in full partnership with Venezuela and Maduro. I mean, Maduro and Venezuela, and I've expanded too much, criticized people in Israel who were, was it Israel? I don't remember where it was, who were burning the Quran. Somebody decided to burn the Quran. Suddenly Maduro sits there and says, no, we must stop burning the Quran. They're setting up bases all over the world, strongholds all over the world, where they're spreading their evil. And it's no surprise that we now have Bolivia and Ecuador's on the verge, Peru, in South America, and Colombia just flipped. We essentially now have all of the northern part of, and Brazil, which has been taken over by the far left in a stolen election against Bolsonaro. We're seeing in South America, we're seeing a complete takeover of South America by the Chinese. You just look at it, you say there are very few friendly countries in South America anymore, or even neutral countries. So what does that mean? It means that we've got Iran on the verge of getting the bomb and the ability to deliver it. So if they are allies with let's say, Maduro in Venezuela, literally just across the Caribbean from America, what is there to stop? And we know that they're putting missiles in there. So what's there to stop to put nuclear weapons into Venezuela? Very little, very little. And we are accepting that. We are creating an environment where through our own failure, our own acceptance, not just failure, our own bowing to the CCP, we are allowing the CCP to put a geographic chessboard in place that destroys us. That's just the simple fact. And Iran is part of that puzzle. It's a big part of that puzzle because the destruction of Israel is a big part of that plan.
Well, and the Iranians also are importing terrorists into our country at the border. We've recently, we are regularly identifying terrorist threats. CBP is regularly identifying terrorist threats, and at this point, many of them are coming from Iran. So this is a reality.
Well, and this now tying it into the Pritzker's, Governor Pritzker's decision to try to include illegals into the police forces in Illinois. One of the questions people that's commonly asked when you try to hire somebody to a police force is, do you have military training? Because there's lots of people who are coming out of our military who are looking for jobs and are qualified to be police officers. But if you're sitting there, and so the first and foremost kind of question is, do you have military training? It puts you up at the top of the list. So if Pritzker is asking that question, people who are coming over from foreign places, guess what? He's going to sort out people who are coming and looking, just try to get a job from people who have actual military training. What's more, the assumption that police work is not skilled is a false assumption. And since largely the people coming across our border for economic purposes are not coming over as skilled labor, they're coming over as people who end up working in fields and the like. They're looking for skilled labor specifically to enforce the laws. And they're saying it doesn't matter if the person is here can legally be here or not in order to enforce our laws. It's counterintuitive, and you hit on the reason for it. It's the reason is, I hate to say this, but we're no longer we're looking for compliant police forces, not law enforcing police forces, not law following police forces. Scary premise, but it appears to be exactly what they're looking for.
Well, but that's
so. How about that? Yeah. We went all the way through South America. we all the whole world, and then we ended up in Chicago.
Well, but that's also assuming that what the vetting process is, and I'll get into that with my later guests more in depth about what kind of illegals can actually hold those positions. Do we even know? Remember that one of the challenges that exists down at the border even now is they have said, well, we're not sure who's coming across, we're missing who's coming across,
right?
Let me
make one other small point on this. In a world where we have Sharia no-go zones, and presumably we've got decisions by local Muslim leaders to enforce a different set of laws than those passed by those elected to govern the state, it's a little bit disconcerting that you could end up having imported enforcers of the Sharia law rather than enforcers of the law of this land. And that is another reason why you would want to do that if you were attempting to kind of dismantle things, is to bring in to to say, well, we need certain skill sets of people who can enforce the laws among certain ethnic groups and effectively create Sharia law, a separate Sharia law enforcement group for the Muslim, largely Muslim enclaves, driving out any non-Muslims from their midst and enforcing their law against those Muslims who might not be compliant. So there's a lot of reasons for this. There's a lot of really bad reasons for this. It comes down to a dismantling of our country and the rule of law. And we've seen that going on for at least the last 6 years. And the people who've been behind the dismantling of the rule of law have been our own law enforcement agencies at the top in the federal government. So
let me shift gears for a minute too, just staying on this, Obama 2.0 kind of concept. There's a lot of conversation right now in light of what's being revealed, the letters that have been revealed, the new revelations that keep coming out. Not that they're new, but they're now, supported with evidence that's been brought forward into the public sphere, and a lot of pressure on McCarthy to push for a Biden impeachment. That being said, my distrust in all this is that it seems to me that the DNC, the Uniparty, continues to be out in front. In other words, maybe they want Biden gone, and so then that leaves us with a Harris as president. Not sure who she would select as her vice president, but then now we go into an election year. And I have to believe that she's not going to be necessarily, willing to just step aside. Maybe. But what's your sense with regards to, behind the scenes, how this is playing out? And is McCarthy giving signals that you believe are an indication that he will or might move forward with a Biden impeachment?
I think Kevin McCarthy is doing everything he can to get us to a Biden impeachment. But he's doing it in a way, and I actually think this is right. I differ with some folks. He's doing it in a way that's methodical because he needs to bring the public along. You and I have been knowing what's been going on for a long time. The problem is most of the public hasn't known. And so he's bringing it along at a pace that even NBC News can keep up. But I think the appointment of the special counsel this past week, the same guy who get a sweetheart deal for Hunter Biden, allowed a lot of charges to time out. So they were, you couldn't bring them anymore. The same guy who deliberately didn't look at the Joe Biden connection. The same guy who was rubber stamped by Biden's two favorite senators, the two guys from Delaware. That's the guy who we brought as a special counsel. Well, and who was already investigating all of it and hadn't done anything for 4 years. So suddenly this guy's now a special counsel. The fact of the matter is being a special counsel means he's going to look at Hunter Biden. He's not going to look at Joe Biden. But the Democrats are going to use it as a means to try to block all the investigations into Joe Biden. And we have the House has done a really good job methodically putting together a pretty compelling case about the Biden crime family that we now can say that with a straight face, not the fear of being contradicted, that there was a criminal scheme put together running through at least 20 companies, running through 13 banks. They're getting the financial records and releasing financial records now, which show the Biden family take on all of it. And they're just, the more they dig, the more they find. It's a cesspool. And so they're getting to that point where they're very close to having the ability to bring articles of impeachment. This special counsel appointment, we're urging Kevin McCarthy to pick up the pace that he no longer has, that the other side has decided they're going to play hard and they're going to obstruct everything using the special counsel as the excuse. You're going to hear out of the Democrats' words, we have a special counsel look into that. That's how they're going to answer all the corruption. We have a special counsel looking at that. You guys said you wanted a special counsel. Well, now you've got one. And well, this is, and so we're going to have a fight. And the question is, can McCarthy put 218 Republicans, hopefully some Democrats, but 218 Republicans into alignment to dramatically uptick the impeachment inquiry? And I'm urging Kevin McCarthy to bring the House back from recess and do a quick 1 week, just putting this on the table for the members and having a vote to accelerate this impeachment inquiry.
Now, we know that we've already had, and we're going to run out of time here, but just to kind of leave this out there for folks to be thinking about, and I would encourage you folks, call your congressional member. 202-224-3121 is the Capitol switchboard. 202-224-3121. Call your congressional member and urge them to vote to impeach Joe Biden. That's 202-224-3121. We've already had 20 defectors on one of the more recent things that were voted on, that when it came to the censorship of, I believe it was Schiff.
Right.
We had 20 defectors on that, which is pathetic, absolutely pathetic. But at any rate, all right, we're out of time. Rick Manning has been my guest, Americans for Limited Government, getliberty.org, getliberty.org. You can find him there, or limitgov.com, limitgov.com. Rick, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Very good. Take care.
All right, and we will be back, folks, live from Ukraine coming up with Neil Bailey on the other side of this break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses.
So up next, we have Clancy.
Take care, Greg. Talk to you Wednesday.
Different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I'm really, really pleased to be able to bring on to the program. He is coming to us live from Ukraine, and I want to welcome to the program Neil Bailey. Neil, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here this morning.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me. I hope the audio is not distracting for everybody. I'm actually a superhuman in Lviv.
Okay.
And this is the center that Howard Buffett, son of Warren Buffett, and has donated over $60 million for. And I think it's co-funded with Richard Branson from Virgin. And I think President Zelensky's wife is one of the trustees and founders here. And this is just this absolutely amazing facility. There goes the doctor. So when the guys come off the battlefield, obviously they have to be stabilized, and then once that they're ready, when their injuries are healed enough, they were telling me today that what happens with artillery strikes is a lot of dirt gets in the wounds. Bullets are apparently a lot cleaner if you get injured, so they have a lot of infections. And once they're fixed up enough, they come here to Superhumans to get their prosthesis fitted. So what I'll do is I'll see if I can just turn this camera around, and I'll just walk you through a little part of the thing. So this is kind of one of the standard prosthesis they're using, this mechanical device rather than an electronic one, although they do have bionic stuff here. And these guys that are modeling, as you can see at the moment, and I don't know if you can see the clear plastic on the top there. So what it is they will fit that to the soldier. And I'll just stand back so you can see. And because it's clear, they can see where it's pinching or it's tight or it needs to be moved. And then they can make adjustments. I don't know if I should walk in there. But anyway, so they're working on one today. The gentleman we're passing here, who's talking to the techs, he is actually now working here as a psychologist to the other soldiers when they're coming in. As you can see, he's actually a triple amputee. He lost both his legs and one of his arms. And he's now sort of counseling and helping the younger guys when they're coming in. So I'll just walk in here. And this is where I've been hanging out today. Here's the guys. This is like the coffee room and the snacks and everything. So it's quite a popular spot. It's been really cool. You can see I have my laptop bag down there. I've just been working on my laptop and meeting people and chatting and getting stories.
What are you hearing, Neil, from the folks that are there? What's the general consensus attitude and just what are you hearing from the soldiers and those that are in the clinic?
Well, I gotta tell you, Greg, I'm just walking around a little bit of the area. I'm not 100% sure what I'm allowed to be doing, but
yeah, we want to be careful that we don't give away too much information to the enemy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole thing with superhumans here, I don't know if you can hear that the music is playing in the background. So the whole concept here that, we're not in a place full of victims of war. We're not in a place full of disabled people. We're in a building full of superhumans. And
all right, we've lost connection for a minute. We'll see if we can get him back here in just a second. He he may have walked into an area that is blocked. Okay, he had to jump off. Superhumans, Hospital for War Traumas. It's out on the internet, so it's not as though it's a great big secret. Let me try calling him back again.
Hey, sorry about that, Greg. We lost signal there for a second.
Yeah, no, that's okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to pop you back up on the screen. There we go. You know, I'm looking. Actually, there's a website. It's superhumans.com. It's in Ukrainian, but it's, you know, they've got listed the superhuman centers and so on. So it's not as though superhumans is a secret to anybody.
No, it's a very big facility.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to walk around a little bit. I think I was telling you this morning, and I met the director outside, and, you know, she's meeting everyone with a hug. There's just an enormous amount of love here. You know, a lot of handshaking, a lot of hugging, a lot of affection.
Yeah.
And people. So I'm just going to poke my nose in here a little bit so you can see everybody's up here for rehab. Most of the people that are working here are very young. They're very bright, very alert. Wives are here with their husbands.
Uh-huh.
So today this is lessons going on. You see the medical staff here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking with a young soldier today. He's been fitted with a prosthesis here, and he was saying it's very, very, very time consuming and difficult for them to learn to walk with these devices. You know, they have to get the muscles all re-engaged, and you know, they go through quite a good few months of therapy to get themselves going again. And a good number of them, you know, they're getting ready to go back to their units. They want to go back to the war, back to the front line, and they want to go back to fight. You know, they might not be on the front lines running around with artillery and rifles, but they certainly will be flying drones and doing computer work and things. So it's just the most amazing facility. They have devices here to pump, you know, like air freshener and stuff through here, so it doesn't smell like a medical facility in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's music going, there's a cafe bar. You know, it's just very, very, very upbeat, and it's really uplifting. And, you know, you sort of think about the exercises you can have on your heart. I mean, this place will really move you, you know? So it's quite the experience.
Is the general attitude there that, you know, that Ukraine is holding its own, that I mean, do they feel like this is going to be a long-term situation?
Speaking today with a couple of the lads, I mean, there's a lot of hope. I mean, they're going to fight to the end. I mean, they're really committed. Nobody's really saying, you know, too much about when they think it will end, but it's just, you know, everybody in this fight together, and you just feel an enormous sense of pride, enormous sense of friendship, and, you know, camaraderie and community, and, you know, listening to this young man today talking. It's one of those things I really wish I'd had on audio, because he totally opened up about, you know, what it was like for him to be on the front lines for over a year, and how he was trying to fight for his humanity, you know, because, you know, you don't want to get, he said that we don't want to become like the Russians, we don't want to become animals, we need to remain and be humans, and, you know, you just have to go to a different place. So, I mean, I'm sure a lot of soldiers have been to war would relate to that, so it's really quite amazing, you know, the analytic he was giving me today on what he went through. And then he lost his lower left leg and got a little shrapnel on his right leg. And, you know, because of the dirt of the artillery shells, I was saying, I mean, it's months and months of rehab. It's months and months in here at Superhumans. They have psychologists in here. They have therapy. And then the director was telling me today that a lot of these guys prefer the mechanical prosthesis to the bionic ones because they're more durable if they're outside doing things. So say an office, someone's working in an office in a very clean environment, they might use a bionic limb because it's, you know, you're in a clean and a constant environment. But for the rigors of regular daily life, definitely the mechanical hands, the mechanical arms, mechanical legs are a lot better. So it's been a big day of learning, but it's also been an amazing day. I mean, they're just brilliant, these lads. We're hanging out. Some of them can speak English, which is great. Like I said, I'm just here's my friend here. This guy is absolutely brilliant in English. You want to say hello?
Okay.
So, hello.
Hello.
So we're live to a radio show in America.
Okay. Pleasure to meet you. My name is Nazar. I am from 10th Brigade of Edelweiss. I was in the front line for half 1 year. I have some trauma with my leg, and I was meeting my friend, or your friend, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I can speak some English, but not so pretty well. You know,
he's very good, Greg. He's very good.
No, it's not that.
Well, it sounds pretty clear to me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, but not really. I think so. Yes, I'm in the Superhuman Center. I made my rehabilitation course. I'm prothesizing my leg and trying, you know, to patch myself up.
Where were you? Where was most of the fighting that you were involved in?
Bucha.
Okay, and where? Is that near Lviv? Is that near Kiev? Where is Bucha?
It's Kiev from the beginning of the war. I was in the Kiev state, oblast, we say oblast state.
Uh-huh.
I was state by near of Bucha and Hostomel.
Okay.
From the start of the war, I was mobilized by the order of our president and go to the war. I was not from the all start. I was 1 week to, you know, help my parents to get our documents, our, you know, first time get products, you know, the food and the water for the, you know, for the safety of my family.
Right, right.
Was mobilized in 9 March. In 9 March, I was mobilized officially in the military office.
I have a friend who is a pastor in Plesetsky.
Mm-hmm.
Who I've had on my program a number of times talking about the things that they were experiencing and driving trucks and bringing aid and things of that nature.
Yeah, medical supplies, food supplies for the refugees.
Yeah.
For those wounded of the war. Yes, I understand that. We're clearing the Russians from our land in the far from Kostol. The city is called Ivankovo. It's near the Chernobyl land. You know the Chernobyl island.
Yes. Yes.
You know, giving him hell because, you know, we have rage upon them. And yeah, the medical treatment, the food treatment, we saw that the time, first aid was needed because many wounded, many, you know, civilians are psychologically depressed, you know, no water, no food, some, you know, killed, murdered, butchered, slaughtered.
Yeah.
It's war. It's war.
I think many don't realize that Ukraine has really been in conflict with Russia for almost 10 years now.
Yes, yes. It's OS, Operation of United Forces, which it sets our last president, Poroshenko.
Uh-huh.
It was My opinion, this was, you know, war. Yes, the start of the war, but it was local in Lugansk and Donbass. It was local fight.
Okay.
Now more difficult. The previous military who fighting in Donbass, in Lugansk in 2014, that says that's more difficult now because all Russian power is on us. All artillery strikes, tanks, the all power is on us. It's full-scale war.
What is the difference between Poroshenko and Zelensky in your estimation?
For my opinion?
Yeah.
Well, Poroshenko, for my opinion, is businessman. He is, he makes money, in my opinion. I not say he is really bad, but he, when he was a president, he fixed our army. He equipped our army really much better from the last years, from before 2014.
Okay.
I said it really. He helped the army, the military he invited, inspired it, If I say it right, because I know.
I understand. No. I think you're doing great.
Yeah, more capable for talking for the, your government, the government of the United Kingdom, the European government, the people listen now, because in that moment for 2014, that said the conflict was local. There's no need for military aid for the Ukraine, but we ask for help because it's sooner or later will become for full-scale war. Unfortunately, we not can go back to the time, we already knew. But I said that Zelensky is good politics for, for nationals, different nationals, I feel that our voice of our country, of our nation are heard. Because before Zelensky, I think our country was silence. They cannot hear us. Now they hear us.
Okay. What do you think is Putin and the Russians' objective?
Destroy us.
Complete.
Complete destroy. Every piece of our nation, our culture, our struggle, our will. They will all destroy us. There is no mercy for us. In their plans, only slavery, for my opinion.
Do you think
my nation, my grandfathers have survived the Holodomor and other Soviet oppressions? I know for sure that only forgotteness of our nations will be awaiting us if Putin wins, and we fight to the death because we have no choice.
So you grew up hearing the stories of the Holodomor?
Yeah, my grandfather and grandmother was surviving of the Holodomor. She was in the middle of Ukraine in that moment. Because in West Ukraine, that not was Holodomor so specifically. Because in that time, that was in the Polish and Austro-Hungary lands in that time.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if I know right in the history.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just imagine that as a young person growing up, you learn your family's history, you learn what your relatives have experienced and what they have been through, and that certainly those are significant things to.
I study my history of my people, of my country, our culture. To specifically, and I understand from all of our history, the Russians will not let us peace. We wanted the Europe. We appreciate the European cultures, countries, culture. We share the same. But Russians wanted we will be with her slavery. Is that right?
No, I think so. Yeah, I think so. And a lot of that comes from.
I very thank you to your country, specifically all of you, who supports our fight in time of great need. Because war is hell.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's not something that any of you want. But you don't have a choice when you have an enemy that's trying to destroy you.
Yes, because you know, I said it again. I was just an engineer. I was done studying. I go to the first my work in chemistry industry, you know, chemistry factory.
Okay.
Factory. Yeah, that war started. I was, you know, sent my documents to the Green Guard, so, you know, traveled to, you know, America, England. I have, you know, not much, but good English, and, you know, see the world how it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this wasn't in your original plan.
You can say that.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on today and sharing with us what you've experienced and how this is impacting your life, and I just pray that that God continue to protect you and your family and also continue to protect your country.
Thank you, but I needed to patch me up, getting for full scale 400%. But you know, the prioritizing this process is pretty long. But I can do it.
Yes, you can. Amen. You sure can. You're not alone.
I know it. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you very much, Neil.
Okay, I give you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Quick full stop. There he is.
See you around.
I see you soon. What an amazing young man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so eloquent. And remember, I was just telling you, I was talking to a gentleman about, a young lad about the war gentleman. He's amazing. I mean, we've spent maybe hour and a half in conversation, but I think he really, really summed that up to you in a very good and succinct way.
For sure. Absolutely. Well, Neil, I really appreciate that we were able to make this connection this morning. I know it was not, we didn't know this was that we were going to be able to do this, but I'm just so glad, you know, we've been staying in contact. Yeah.
We weren't too slick about our timing, but we made it work. How long do we have left?
About less than 2 minutes.
Okay, let me just see if I can. Andre. I just gotta see if I can bring my. So this is Andre. So there's Pastor Greg. So this
Andre.
Is the.
Hello.
This is the gentleman that we have about a minute and a half here. So this is Andre. We spent only 3 weeks with him last year, and he's the one that kind of took us all around Ukraine. Let us get into the heart of Ukraine, you know, with the people and the interviews. And we wouldn't have got half as much stuff without this guy, and we probably wouldn't have come back. So I don't know if you want to ask him a question.
Well, I just want to say thank you for opening up Ukraine to people. It's so important for people to understand what's really happening over there. We've only got, I mean, less than a minute left, but very quickly, if you could summarize where things stand today in the Ukraine, and where do you see this going?
It's like in general, or what?
Yeah,
just the war.
Oh, it's very hard to say for me, because I'm trying to do, you know, what I'm doing here. So I'm not trying to think about, like, everything and to try to, like, help everybody to fix everything. I'm just trying to do what I can and where I am, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to put a very small piece of a huge puzzle, yeah, and to help to, I don't know, to create the whole the picture. So if I understood correctly, it's not a question to me, yeah, but I think it's a good idea not to think about everything, but to try to do at least something in your place, yeah. And I think then we will win, yeah. Because it's so hard to do even some small things. So if you're trying to do something like really great, like
you can only do you can only do what you can do where you're at. I apologize, but we've got to jump off. Thank you so much, Andre. We will visit again.
Thank you very much for all your support. And
yes, sir.
I want to thank you to all the people who support us in this war. Thank you very much.
Amen. Neil, God bless you, sir. I'm going to jump off. Obviously we'll be continuing to be in contact, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Greg.